Since the U.S. occupation began, Iraqis have been digging up mass graves in an effort to find relatives who disappeared during Saddam Hussein's rule. But some experts warn that desperate search may also be destroying evidence of war crimes. Eric Stover co-authored an article on the graves in the Journal of the American Medical Association, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you give us an idea of the scale of the problem here?
It's huge. Over the last 20 years, up to about 300,000 Iraqis from across the country, from northern Iraq to southern Iraq, disappeared. And most of those people, of course, have never turned up alive, and it is believed that they're buried in literally dozens of mass graves throughout the country.
Some of which have been discovered. We've seen television pictures over the last few months of people digging into those mass graves. What goes wrong when they do that?
Well, what goes wrong is that very few people will be identified in the end. Most of these people, it appears, were held in prisons. They're executed outside of prisons or taken outside of their villages and executed. We've seen so far that many of them do not have any sort of identification papers on them. And the manner in which they're being exhumed commingles the remains. And it's very difficult once skeletal remains have been removed from a grave in that fashion, that is by hand or backhoe, and not by professionals, to actually identify them in the end.
Does this make it impossible to prosecute people for killing them?
Well, a lot of valuable evidence is lost, but it's not too late. It's clear that if the Bush administration and the United Nations, and I'm afraid in this instance we really do need the United Nations because they have a lot of expertise in this area, were to develop a plan to move into the country, secure these sites, they could use the Iraqi police to guard the sites, and preserve them until the time in which professional teams, of which there are many now that have worked in numerous countries around the world, could come in and begin the exhumation process.
Well, now, the U.S. says it has had plans to protect mass graves. Have they done worse in Iraq than they've done in other situations?
Yes, they have. I was in Iraq during the war, and it was clear when I went in, at the same time as the U.S. forces, that they really had no plan in place for protecting sites or for developing any program for identifying the remains. And they've been very slow, as they have in many other areas, to come up with a plan. It could be done, but it's going to require the effort of a number of governments and non-governmental organizations and the United Nations.
Mr. Stover, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Eric Stover is director of the Human Rights Center at the University of California at Berkeley. He co-authored a report on mass graves in Iraq for the Journal of the American Medical Association.